Most of the birds are in Moffat County and Jackson County, but populations in Rio Blanco County, Garfield County, Eagle County, Rout County.
And this plan that came out last week lays out three key elements to conserve the sagebrush habitat that the birds depend on. Can you talk a little bit about those key components?
The things we're really looking at in broad terms are minimizing disturbance to the greater sage grouse's habitat, so the sagebrush community that it depends upon, improving habitat conditions where we can, and then minimizing impacts from fire.
And the biggest impact to the greater sage grouse in Colorado is energy development.
Yeah, the biggest threat in Colorado is habitat fragmentation. What we're really looking at there is energy development and then what we call rights of way. So power lines, new roads, that kind of thing.
So how does this plan impact energy development in Northwest Colorado?
Valid existing rights are recognized. So it doesn't change lease terms or something like that of existing leases. So existing leases won't be changed. We've divided the habitat into basically 21 management zones, and there's a 3% cap on disturbance for the what we call priority habitat.
That priority habitat is 926,000 acres.
That's right. So if you currently have a lease, then we're going to be working with you to minimize the amount of surface disturbance and to really try to keep blocks of existing sage grass habitat, sagebrush, intact. So now if we look at areas that aren't leased or if leases aren't developed and they expire, we're not going to be leasing within 1 mile of what are called leks, L-E-K. So that's the breeding areas where the sage grouse breed, and they're really sensitive to disturbance there.
A representative from Western Energy Alliance told NPR the rules in the plan will cost states thousands of jobs and billions of dollars in lost revenue.
I'd say in general, the reaction is not unlike what you often see when BLM releases a large plan. So some people think we're going too far and some people think we haven't gone far enough. A large amount of the habitat that we're looking to protect isn't in areas that have high potential for oil and gas. So there definitely can continue to be oil and gas development in the West along with protecting the sage grouse.